1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield, this is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Across the line, right side, he'll launch it for three at the horn. He got it at the buzzer! To the rim, and he sends it down with the left hand. Right side shooting for the win. Got it! Bronson Koenig! Step back three straight on. Got it! Sam Decker. Bo Ryan will win for the 300th time as the head coach of the Wisconsin Badgers. Stamps off another three. Booked it. Oh, my goodness. Don't wake him up. Greg Kaminsky, a single game school record, 43 points.
I can't believe I'm going to say it, but here it comes. The Wisconsin Badgers are going to the Final Four.
Badger basketball is on the air. Today's game is brought to you by American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly, and by Fabic Rents for all your equipment rental needs throughout Badgerland. Welcome to the Badger Shoot Around.
Edition of the Big Ten ACC Challenge, and the Badgers tonight taking on the Wake Forest Demon Deacons. Steve Forbes, in his third year at the helm, has his team off to a 6-1 start after a 25-win season last year. Greg Gard's Badgers 5-1, having won 2 out of 3 in the battle for Atlantis, all 3 down to the wire encounters, wins against Dayton and USC, and a 1-point overtime loss at the buzzer to the Kansas Jayhawks, but they played well. They continue to grow, and you have two teams with some serious postseason aspirations with what we figure will be an entertaining early season matchup here tonight. Tip time at the Kohl Center, a bit more than an hour away. We'll hear, of course, from the Badgers head coach. We'll also check in with assistant coach Sharif Chambliss. He had a big game in this challenge back in his day against then ACC opponent, the Maryland Terrapins. All of that, we'll look around the Big Ten, but of course we start big. How big? Debatable. But we'll visit with Jeff Patricus from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. All of that coming up on the Fetch Rewards pregame show. The Fetch app gives Badger fans a home court advantage every time you shop and dine. Turn any receipt into points you can redeem for tons of popular gift cards. It's America's favorite way to save. Build right here in Madison. Download Fetch today. Maybe I'll get Grindle here to talk to you. He's not around. All right. I'm back with Jeff in a moment. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Pride.
Left corner three on the way. Got it.
Excellence.
Yes. It counts. And a foul.
Commitment.
Drops the hammer. Thank you and good night.
For Badgers, they're not just words. They're words to live by.
It's over. Let's have a party.
This is your radio home for the Badgers.
Catch all the Badgers men's basketball action in the Big Ten this year, right here on WFHR, locally grown radio, your home for Wisconsin sports.
Ladies and gentlemen, children at heart and of all ages,
start your day laughing with Mornings on WFHR.
7 to 10, Monday through Friday, join your host James and the best co-hosts in radio.
Keep up to date on local news, sports, and weather.
Along with Misty's Menu, Birthday and Anniversary Club, and Friday's Culver's Star of the Day.
Join the conversation weekdays 7 to 10 for Mornings on WFHR. We're serious comedy to start your day.
Wisconsin enjoys a rich history in broadcasting, which we celebrate at the Wisconsin Broadcasters Hall of Fame. I'm Michelle Vetterkind, president of the WBA. We honor those who have devoted their careers to serving their local communities as legendary broadcasters. They are personalities, owners, engineers, and educators. It's an experience that's free for all to enjoy. Visit the Wisconsin Broadcasters Hall of Fame, located inside the Milwaukee Hilton City Center.
What's your favorite thing about a good movie? What makes the perfect song? And what's it about the first lines of a book that will snatch our attention? If these questions intrigued your artsy interest, you don't want to miss Director's Cut on WFHR every Sunday night from 8 to 9. Your WFHR program director, James, and head of production, Seth, will be diving into the local arts and entertainment, hot topic movies, hidden gems, and more. Audience feedback and requests are encouraged for this fun and open conversation about art in all its forms. It's artists supporting artists in their own words.
True Awards pregame show, Big Ten ACC Challenge matchup tonight, the Badgers and Wake Forest. We'll get to basketball. Anything else going on, Jeff Patricus of the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel? What's up?
Quiet week.
Been a quiet week.
Not much going on in my world. I don't know about you.
No, pretty quiet. Okay, first impressions of new head football coach Luke Fickell. What do you got?
The guy's obviously sharp. He was not as open as Jim Leonard has been when answering questions, but you can see why Chris McIntosh bonded with him. And, you know, he's got an impressive coaching resume. He's come from a program, and he talked about this, you know, where they expect excellence at Ohio State versus a player and as a coach. Worked under, as he mentioned, John Cooper, Urban Meyer, and
Jim Tressel.
That's right. Missing the last one, or the second one. Mm-hmm. But so, and he mentioned how he took a little bit from all those coaches, but he still tried to remain true to who he is. I'm sure they have a plan. I'm sure there's going to be a lot of changes, both on the sideline and in the locker room. And I'm really curious to see what kind of recruiting they do, because the bulk of their players are from Ohio. Mm-hmm. And do you get those guys to come here? And if you look at the rosters, Wisconsin has guys from more far-flung places than Madison, than Cincinnati does.
One thing that's interesting, and, you know, again, it still has to translate here, you know, the makeup of those rosters, from what I understand, and you're more into recruiting than I am, but it's not like four and five stars. A lot of three stars, player development, a big part of what Luke Fickell and his staff have been about, right?
You know, and some people said to me, and I saw it in other places, that, oh, now they're going to upgrade their recruiting. They're going to get these players. I checked just out of curiosity. Their current class at Cincinnati, 15 guys, 13 of them three stars.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, they have a four-star quarterback, and I forget what the other position guy is. So, no, they did not go out all across the country and pull in five-star guys. That's not how they win. So and he mentioned this yesterday, why he's not a portal guy, a big portal guy, is because you bring guys in that you haven't developed. How do they fit? He is definitely into development.
It's been interesting because I know it's different, you know, in a lot of ways, but, you know, when Wisconsin was at its best, you would get guys who might be three-star. They leave as four and five, and certainly with Cincinnati, nine players drafted in the NFL last spring. So there are a lot of parallels, it seems, between the way Luke Fickell goes about his business as the way as Wisconsin did when the Badgers were at their best. One other football note here that you and I were talking earlier. I think in social media can drive you. It can be really good, and it can be not. It could be terrible. Whatever. I do think every player on this Badger roster, who I have enormous respect for as people, they've been through maybe 4 or 5 years worth of things in the last in this calendar year.
Yeah.
So if some are going to be unhappy, if some are going to put it on social, give them space. I guess that's my own opinion. I would imagine you have a similar one.
Absolutely. And not only give them space, I saw some people get after guys. Nick Herbig took some crap just for something he tweeted, and I just don't understand that.
Mm-hmm.
Just, yeah, not only give them space, just if they're upset, let them be upset. They should be upset.
Yeah.
If they weren't upset, then you would have a problem.
And I do think, too, a lot of this in time subsides, either late this week, next week, but you're going to go through some things right now. Just like people our age would react the same way, you let it settle, and you move forward. I think this is, again, this group has dealt with a lot of men beyond football stuff. So I have great respect for all of those guys.
Hell, I've seen people in our profession throw a hissy fit because they didn't get the right food they wanted in the media buffet.
That's pretty much a nightly drive. Let's get to this basketball game because I think this could be a good one. Wake Forest, the team that has used the transfer portal very much to its advantage. And boy, Steve Ford, man, he's turning this thing around in a hurry. They matter again after a lot of years of really being off the radar.
Yeah, they've got a team this year that now they have not played some of the competition Wisconsin has to date, but they've got a team that has, you know, they've got like eight guys scoring between 6.5 and 17 points. They've had every game this year, they've had at least three guys in double-figure points. Mm-hmm. I think four games with four guys in double-figure points. They can shoot it well from three-point range. That guy's a solid coach. This will be a real good test for Wisconsin.
By the way, the sun came out of the Bahamas. Did you see that? So clearly
you
were
there. So I didn't care. So, but what kind of brother we have tonight here?
Well, you enjoyed it.
What kind of brother we have tonight here?
Well, you enjoyed every walk in the rainstorm, didn't you?
I was, my arms extended.
And on that note, our pregame show is underway. Thank you, sir. We'll talk to you Saturday in Milwaukee.
Okay.
Jeff Patricus of the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Stay with us. Coming up next, our Badgers Spotlight as the Fetch Rewards pregame show continues. We'll check in with Sharif Chambliss in a couple of minutes. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
At Exact Sciences, we are cancer fighters based right here in Madison, Wisconsin. We are dedicated to supporting patients before, during, and after a cancer diagnosis through innovative tests that detect it earlier and provide guidance for successful treatment. We are proud to sponsor Wisconsin Badger Athletics and highlight the great work the Exact Sciences team and Badger athletes do in the community.
Throughout 2022, UW Athletics and BMO is observing the anniversary of Title IX and celebrating the landmark legislation's impact on women in collegiate sports. With events and moments planned throughout the calendar year, Wisconsin Athletics is finding unique ways to tell female stories, celebrate with the community and campus, and highlight past and present accomplishments of teams and individuals. Visit uwbadgers.com/Title IX for more information. Thanks to BMO for their support of the 50th anniversary of the Title IX celebration.
Hey, Badger fans, the wait is over. The Wisconsin Badgers basketball team is back on the court, and Shields has everything you need to cheer on your favorite players all season long. Take your game day gear to the next level with Shields Fan Shop. We have an unmatched lineup of fan gear, including jerseys, hats, hoodies, and more to help you show off your team colors. So gear up, Badgers fans, and celebrate all season with Shields, a proud partner of Wisconsin Badgers basketball and hoops fans everywhere.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Hey, Badger fans, it's Matt's Matt for Brew Pub, lots of matzo pizza. Basketball season is here, and there's nothing that beats sitting and listening to a Badger game while enjoying a delicious Brew Pub pizza. Every game-winning shot and every sweet alley-oop deserves a pizza that's just as amazing. And you'll find that in a Brew Pub, lots of matzo pizza. Loaded with high-quality meat and veggie toppings, then bombarded with over half a pound of award-winning Wisconsin mozzarella cheese, Brew Pub pizzas are a swish of delish. Snag one today from your local grocery store or during home games in the concession stand at the Kohl Center.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world. We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
By UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you. And by U.S. Bank. U.S. Bank is proud to support Wisconsin. U.S. Bank, equal housing lender, member FDIC. Now back to the Badger shoot-around.
Pre-game show continues. The Badgers and Wake Forest here tonight. Time for our Badgers Spotlight. And this evening we visit with Badgers assistant coach
Sharif Chambliss in his second year now on the Wisconsin staff, second year in this go-round on the Wisconsin staff. Well, this Badgers team early in the season certainly is forming an identity that it will be tough to score on. The defensive metrics in KenPom has Wisconsin ranking 11th nationally in defensive efficiency. Certainly it came up big down in the battle for Atlantis. Visited with Sharif, and we start with that topic. We posed the question about the development of the defensive end of the floor with this group of Badgers, where it was in the summer to where it is now.
In the summer, we played a little bit of zone. We experimented, and it was interesting. But now that we're back to our man-to-man, that we know that all the guys, we put our principles and our rules in, the guys have not only been really competitive with it, some of them have been really tenacious with it. Max Klesman has come really far as a defender and just taking things personal. He had a block at the end of the game against Dayton. That was really good. Did a great job in the Kansas game. I think all our guys did. I mean, Carter Gilmore coming off the bench, he gave some great minutes for us. Connor Sejans turned into a better defender than he had. He's gotten better. He's definitely progressed in that aspect of it. Just total team defense, guys being able to trust everybody, knowing if you go help on somebody else, that somebody else has your back. And our guys did a great job of that. Just got to remember to finish plays and box out.
Yeah. Name of the game, right? All the fundamentals and stuff that people talk about Wisconsin basketball, fundamentals.
Those are the things that win games for you. Yeah. And our guys know that, and we have a tough test coming up for us in this Wake Forest team that's really good.
Yeah, I did get into that a little bit, because these next few games, I mean, it's one big grown man game after another. It looks like Coach Forbes has, you know, we're in the portal world, and obviously with Kamari and with Max helping this program, they've gone pretty liberally to the portal as well, and they've found some guys who really help them.
Man, it's called reloading. Coach Forbes has done a great job, and his staff have done a great job of that. At the point guard, Tyree Appleby, them losing Adonis Williams, who's from Milwaukee area, bringing in Tyree Appleby, who I had a chance to coach against when he was at Cleveland State and I was at Wright State. Really slippery point guard last 2 years. He was at Florida after a coaching change at Cleveland State, and he's done a great job. He scored over 1,600 points, over 540 assists. Kid can really play. Really good hands defensively. They bring in another wing from ETSU. He's really good, really shoots it. They got the one guy back, Hildreth from England. Hell of a player. A lot like Luke Hurdle, so he gave us a great job. Did a great job today, giving us a look on the scout team. Just a little bigger than him. But they're a really, really good team, and we're going to have our hands full.
Yeah, Hildreth coming off triple-double in there when win Saturday night. You mentioned Luke Hurdle. I mean, he's redshirting this year, and I see this guy, and I think most people who, like, appreciate the sport going, this kid knows how to play, does he? He kind of knows what he's doing out there.
Man, Hurdle Turtle is what I call him. I mean, he's tough shell on the outer like a turtle, but soft on the inside, because he's a kid you can talk to about anything. If it's about his faith, if it's about him academically, he's on top of everything. He may not look like a basketball player, some may say. He may not be able to jump over a phone book, never seen him dunk, but the kid is highly efficient and has a high IQ and is super competitive. Yeah. Anything you ask him to do, he can mimic anything. They call him like he's a baby Luka Doncic. Everybody on the team calls him. That's his nickname. Kid that can really shoot it. Just knows how to win. Knows how to win.
This team, the way you describe Luke, I think people are already they're grasping this team as a bunch of, you know, they may have baby faces if it's Connor or even Tyler. Mm-hmm. You know, he's an older guy now, but he still looks young. Mm-hmm. But you get between the lines, man, you better be ready, because they are not backing down.
I tell you, Steve Krause taking a huge jump. Mm-hmm. He'll finish more efficiently in the paint. We know that. He'll shoot it better from the outside, because we've seen him shoot it all the time in practice. Our guards are, again, Max inserting in there. He's done great. Connor Sejan is a kid that does not lack confidence. Then you go down the list, the guys that are coming on. Gilmore is taking big steps. Jordan Davis is starting to make some shots. He played great the last game against USC. Defensively rebounded, made a couple open shots. Marcus Ilver gave us some minutes off the bench. I think he still has a chance. Our rotation is a little deeper than it normally is. But guys, everybody's fighting to win. And we're all on the same page, and we're fighting for one common goal, which is, it's just been exciting to watch this team still gel together.
Final thought. I was talking with Coach Gard about this. As much as things are changing in the World Cup,
college athletes, we all know what they are now, but still, you get out there, that's still, I would imagine, the joy of coaching. Every team is different, right? And just trying to put all this together and get the best out of this group, that's still why you're doing all this, right?
No question. Just to watch the men grow up, the young men grow up and grow into the people that we think they can be on the court, and then just watch them grow up off the court. You know, they do things in the community, the way they deal with kids when we were walking through the Atlantis and somebody may stop and ask for a picture or an autograph, and they're just so personable. We deal with good kids, and we're really happy about the group we have and excited to coach them the rest of the year.
And that is Badgers assistant coach Sharif Chambliss, and that is tonight's Badger Spotlight. Stay with us. Coming up next, our Badger Notebook with Patrick Herb as the Fetch Rewards pregame show continues. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Hey, it's Kristen Bry from As Goes Wisconsin, which is now a radio show. That's right, I'm taking the same fun and uncomplicated approach to talking about state and local news to the airwaves. Starting July 5th, me and my friends from all parts of the state and all different backgrounds will break down the Wisconsin headlines in a way that informs, entertains, and hopefully makes you laugh. Tune in to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry, Monday through Friday from 12 p.m. to 2 on 101 FM The Shaw and WAUK 540 AM.
As you go about your daily life, look closer. As you gather with family and friends, look closer. Right in your community, there are youth who don't have the home, warmth, and healing you have. So, look closer. Every year across America, a staggering 4.2 million youth are homeless or trafficked. Covenant House is the national leader providing safe housing for youth 50 years strong. Tonight, 2,000 young people will sleep safely in a Covenant House bed. And tomorrow, they will wake up surrounded by love. Every youth who walks into Covenant House gets clean clothes, hot meals, medical care, and a safe place to sleep 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, in sites across America to help them fulfill the great promise of their lives. So, look closer at Covenant House and help us fight youth homelessness. To help or get help, go to covenanthouse.org.
Tom has been a teacher for over 40 years. One day, I think one of the students had asked the question and he didn't remember the answer. And I also noticed that he was letting his class out earlier than they were supposed to let out. I was really starting to worry.
Levi and I talked about how it would change our lives, but he was there beside me.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
It was fun. I was talking to Andy North Sunday, Patrick, and it was, you know, I'm watching, I'm listening on the app to Lane Grindle and Andy. And I was able to be a fan. But it reminds me of how intense those games are. If it's Maui or Vegas last year, if it's Cancun, whatever. I mean, it's a beautiful sight, but you saw it firsthand. The intensity of all three of those games is pretty special.
The environment is so intimate. Wisconsin travels so well that they have that there's just noise. Out of the bite of it. And if you'd have told this team they'd go 2-1 with a 1-point overtime loss to Kansas before the trip, they would have taken it running. I promise you. I mean, I know they wanted to win the title, and Greg Gard acknowledged that to the team afterwards. He's like, I know you guys wanted to be playing tonight in the championship game, but don't get lost what you guys accomplished, what you proved to yourselves, what you proved to others, what you proved to me, Greg Gard, as a coach. And there were a couple things that were really positives coming out of it. Wisconsin dominated the paint, and they had almost a plus 20%. point margin. This isn't a big team, this Wisconsin team. So if they can win that category, it's going to go a long way for them. They also forced a ton of turnovers, and that's not a thing this program is necessarily based on. Defense, yes, not forcing turnovers, but they had a huge advantage in the turnover margin. They were plus 20 on the three-day trip, forcing almost 15 turnovers. Tyler Wall was terrific. All-tournament team honors, deservedly so. 10 of 12 at the free throw line. That's been a really positive trend for him.
Are changing, and I think it's safe to say that, trust us, folks, the Badgers will continue to have a lot of really good, fun non-conference games. But the history here, there's been some pretty memorable games.
There have been, and Wisconsin's performed pretty well. And they're 12-11, which by Wisconsin standards, that's not a good win percentage. We're used to 70% wins and or higher, and so to go 12-11, you'd say, well, I mean, that's okay. But then you compare it to other teams, and it's really impressive. What's interesting is this tournament, or if you want to call it that, or this invitational challenge, has been really balanced in terms of every team has pretty even records. And so, if you can believe it, 12-11 is the third highest win percentage of any Big Ten team. In fact, it's the seventh highest win percentage, sixth highest win percentage of any team in the challenge. It's played a minimum of 10 games in this, so taking out like a new team to the conference. But Demon Deacons, Wake Forest.
They're
actually
well.
13-6 in this challenge. But I looked a little deeper. Their last eight opponents in this challenge: Northwestern, Penn State, Illinois, Northwestern, Rutgers, Minnesota, Nebraska, Nebraska.
Okay.
So the schedule makers kind of slot you with where they predict you're going to finish in the conference. They can get to 4-0.
Yeah, and if they do, final note here in our last minute, there's a milestone there. There's a little nice little number that coach could get to if it goes well.
Nice
tonight.
Round number. His next win, hopefully tonight, would be number 150 for him. And he's already in the small pantheon of Wisconsin coaches in just his seventh year now, or six and a half, if you want to really be specific. And he would be if he can do it tonight, or even if he can do it in the next 10 games, he'd be the third fastest Wisconsin coach ever to reach 150, behind a couple Hall of Famers, Walter Meanwell and Bo Ryan. The only other coach with 150, another Hall of Famer, Bud Foster.
And I can't wait for the nights where he dresses like Walter Meanwell and he dresses like Bud
Foster. It's coming.
He's got Bo taken care of, so I look forward to it. Always enjoyed it. We'll see you Saturday.
Thanks, Matt.
All right, Patrick Herb, that is tonight's Badger Notebook. Stay with us. More of our Fetch Rewards pregame shows coming up. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
It's the Ford Shine Bright sales event, and Ford is helping you be a light for others this holiday season. Right now, get special offers on select Ford trucks and SUVs. Come in and choose a vehicle in stock, or simply place a custom order, lock in your rate, and you're protected. Hurry in to your local Ford dealer today and find the Ford vehicle that helps you shine bright all season long. Not all models, trims, or features may be available or may be subject to change.
Wisconsin sports are superior. Last season, Badger basketball was number one in the Big Ten. Football, number one in the conference for total defense. And hockey, still one of the bests of all time with six championships. At UW Health, we're no different. We're proud to also be your home team with number one rankings, like number one for orthopedics in Wisconsin, ready to treat any sports injury, and number one hospital in the state, delivering award-winning care every day so Wisconsin can keep on winning. UW Health. Remarkable.
Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers. Based in Wisconsin for 60 years, Rail offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's premier on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions, including maintenance technicians. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs.
Throughout 2022, UW Athletics and BMO is observing the 50th anniversary of Title IX and celebrating the landmark legislation's impact on women in collegiate sports. With events and moments planned throughout the calendar year, Wisconsin Athletics is finding unique ways to tell female stories, celebrate with the community and campus, and highlight past and present accomplishments of teams and individuals. Visit uwbadgers.com/Title IX for more information. Thanks to BMO for their support of the 50th anniversary of the Title IX celebration.
Silver lining means you are backed by a policy and a company that is going to do everything they can to get you back whole to like you were before.
An independent insurance agent describes the silver lining.
But there's a promise there. You know, that word means we're going to answer our promise in the policy and get you back up and running if you're a business or, you know, if you're home, we're going to get your home put back together as if nothing had happened.
West Bend, the worst brings out our best. Visit thesilverlining.com to find out more.
Finding the right gift is getting tougher than ever. And who's got the time? That's why more people are shopping online every year. But where do you start? How about the taste of the holidays? Usinger's famous sausage. If you've ever received a Usinger gift box, you know exactly what I'm talking about. They ship anywhere in the continental U.S., and they come in a variety of prices and styles. Go ahead, be a holiday hero, the one who sends the perfect gift. Visit Usinger.com. That's Usinger.com or Google Milwaukee's famous sausage.
Badger Basketball is brought to you by Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of UW Athletics, and by Fabic Cat, your cat. Athletics, and by Fabic Cat, your cat equipment dealer throughout Badgerland. Welcome to the Badger Pregame Show.
Courtside at the Kohl Center, the Wisconsin Badgers and the Wake Forest Demon Deacons in their portion of the Big Ten ACC Challenge. We mentioned a couple of minutes ago the Badgers 12 and 11 all time in this little get together. Wake Forest 13 and 6. This is the final year of this challenge with media rights changing. The Big Ten ACC will each go separate ways, but the Badgers will continue this season with a pretty daunting stretch of games, coming off winning 2 of 3 at the Battle for Atlantis. You got Wake Forest tonight, and you've got Marquette in Milwaukee on Saturday afternoon, and then after that, oh, by the way, a couple of Big Ten games against Maryland and Iowa. So a lot of good basketball here for the Wisconsin Badgers ahead in the next couple of weeks, including tonight, about a half an hour away from the opening tip, the Badgers and the Wake Forest Demon Deacons. Stay with us. We'll check in with head coach Greg Gard, presented by Ho-Chunk Gaming, Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison, and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of UW Athletics. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Lights, camera, action. It is time for your close-up with WFHR Star of the Day featuring Culver's. Listen to WFHR every Friday morning at 8:30. We'll play a quote from a famous movie, name the actor, character, or movie, and you'll win 2 value baskets and 2 concrete mixers from the superstars at Culver's in Wisconsin Rapids. Join us Fridays to be WFHR's Star of the Day featuring Culver's.
Need help paying for healthcare?
As a health insurance navigator, my job is to help people find affordable or low-cost options. When you connect with an expert, getting coverage is easy and our help is free. We find the best deals, whether it's from healthcare.gov or state coverage like BadgerCare. And you can reach us in person, phone, text, or online. Honestly, it's like chatting with a friend who knows everything about health insurance. Call the 211 helpline to find an expert near you or go to wiscovered.com. Paid for by Covering Wisconsin.
Over the Back Fence has moved. Tune in on Saturdays at 11 a.m. for an hour of water cooler talk, items you're looking to buy or sell, upcoming events in central Wisconsin, or just whatever. Join the conversation by calling 715-424-2600, and we'll go over the back fence at its new day and time, Saturdays at 11 a.m., right before the Sunshine Polka Party Show. It's the audio community bulletin board that comes to you. We'll see you there.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Chance for scattered snow showers tonight, otherwise overcast skies. Lows level off around 19, westerly winds 15 to 20 miles per hour. Cloudy skies expected again tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 24. Partly cloudy skies tomorrow night, lows dip down to about 11. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently it's 35.
Back at the Kohl Center, joined by Badgers head coach Greg Gard. Just getting back, obviously, from the Bahamas on Saturday. Give us an idea, coach, of rest, recovery, and still get good work in on a fairly quick turn here after three straight games and a three-hour flight back. How does that work?
Yeah, I think you got to be careful of how quickly we jump back into it. So we got back here later Saturday afternoon. We took Sunday. We took Saturday off. The travel day was our day off day in terms of nothing on our legs or anything basketball-wise. So then Sunday we came back and did some lighter Sunday afternoon, introduced Wake Forest to the team and talked about them, finished up the USC, teaching clips from that game too, did some shooting, got on our floor here because we hadn't been on it, obviously, in a little bit. So, and then, back to more normal practice yesterday on Monday. So just knowing that three games in 3 days is going to take its toll for a little bit. I just try to be careful of how quickly, like I said, in the volume that we went on Sunday and Monday. And Coach Steiner, too, does a great job of modifying some things and doing some different things in the weight room when we have to recover really fast.
I've probably said this in past years. You said it's been a while. It's been 2 weeks since you played here at the Kohl Center. It probably feels like longer than
it does feel like. It's been a while. It's good to get back home.
All right. We'll talk more about tonight's game, Big Ten ACC Challenge, Badgers and Wake Forest, as we continue with head coach Greg Gard in a couple of minutes on the Badgers Sports Network from Learfield.
Wisconsin sports are superior. Last season, Badger basketball was number one in the Big Ten. Football, number one in the conference for total defense. And hockey, still one of the bests of all time with 6 championships. At UW Health, we're no different. We're proud to also be your home team with number one rankings, like number one for orthopedics in Wisconsin, ready to treat any sports injury, and number one hospital in the state, delivering award-winning care every day so Wisconsin can keep on winning. UW Health. Remarkable.
Every time you use LRS, Wisconsin's local waste and recycling leader is a guaranteed slam dunk. When it comes to great service and competitive pricing, LRS is the industry champion. LRS offers its valued Wisconsin customers services such as roll-off dumpster rental and portable restrooms that are perfect for any construction, renovations, or outdoor events. Choose the local team with the highest level of customer service and the right equipment to fit the needs of your business, construction site, or home. Partner with LRS today and call for a quote at 844-WI-TRASH.
When you set up a savings goal with U.S. Bank, it grows with you. There's no limit to what you can crochet. I mean, can do. Doesn't have to be crocheting, but it totally could be. Like the headphones you're listening to this ad with, you could totally crochet those. There's no telling where your savings goal will take you. Maybe you'll save enough for yarn to crochet your house or the whole town. Oh, right. Doesn't have to be crochet related.
Set up savings goals on the U.S. Bank mobile app, even for the wildest of dreams. U.S. Bank. We'll get there together. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game. and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
Hey, Badger fans, the wait is over. The Wisconsin Badgers basketball team is back on the court, and Shields has everything you need to cheer on your favorite players all season long. Take your game day gear to the next level with Shields Fan Shop. We have an unmatched lineup of fan gear, including jerseys, hats, hoodies, and more to help you show off your team colors. So gear up, Badgers fans, and celebrate all season with Shields, a proud partner of Wisconsin Badgers basketball and hoops fans everywhere.
The passion, the tradition, the rivalries. SiriusXM is your destination for all things college sports, and we've got your school covered. On Big Ten Radio, there's complete coverage of every school in the conference, including live games, plus 24/7 talk and analysis. So cheer along online or on the SiriusXM app and listen to your favorite team anywhere. And now, as a college student, you can stream your first 3 months of SiriusXM for $1. Fees and taxes apply. See offer details and subscribe now at SiriusXM.com/Big Ten Sports.
We continue with our Fetch Rewards pregame show as we continue with Badgers head coach Greg Gard. Mentioned the Big Ten ACC Challenge. I know we talked about this in your radio show, the final edition of it this year. You know, media rights are changing and all that, but there have been a lot of fun games. And you know, fun, that's great, but games that prepare you for Big Ten play as well.
Yeah, I think it's been a great concept. I didn't realize until I read something today, it's been 23 years. And I knew it had been a long time and since I have been here. So it has. It's set up a lot of different matchups over the years. We've played in a lot of unique, fun venues. We've had a lot of really good games here. I think it's definitely served its purpose in terms of what the intent was when it initially started. So now, obviously, everybody's going in a different direction. It's a new world, and we'll have to find a new direction to go in as a league and also here individually as we look at, you know, just what the schedule will look like going down the road.
And speaking of the schedule, a continuation of a challenging stretch. You come off those three games in Atlantis. Some programs might not play an opponent as talented as this team. This team does have a lot of talent, though, right?
Yeah, they do. You know, Coach Forbes has done a good job there in a short amount of time and had a lot of, you know, turnover. He had ACC Player of the Year last year in Alondis Williams. So, you know, to be able to turn a roster back over, you know, the transfer portal has helped that immensely. You can patch holes really fast if you find the right people. So, you know, the Appleby kid at the point guard position really presents a lot of problems. You know, we've seen good guards here. Saw a really good one on Friday in Boogie Ellis from USC. So it's going to be a lot of the same type of, you know, defensive game plan. And he's not the only one. They've got a lot of other guys that can score. They got size. They appear to have some depth. I know they've been battling through some injuries, which I think they're going to have most of the guys back now tonight. So it's it's called the ACC Big Ten Challenge for a reason. That challenge, it's definitely going to be a challenge here tonight.
Yeah, they don't call it the Big Ten ACC Cakewalk, that's for sure. There's one guy there, Damari Monsanto, who's a three-point guy, 6'5", 6'6". Not the last time we're going to talk about this either, right? He makes them at a high rate. He'll take a lot of them. Life in college basketball, life in basketball period now, though. Everybody's got one of those guys.
Or more than one.
Yes.
You know, and you have to in today's world. But, and the advantage, maybe we have Max Klesmitz played against him. So they played in the same league, East Tennessee State. So he said, yeah, he gets it off. It's as good as it looks on film. So we'll definitely have to track where Monsanto is tonight.
All right, that's Badgers head coach Greg Gard. Our Fetch Reward pregame show continues. When we continue, we'll have our look around the Big Ten presented by Exact Sciences. Back in a couple of minutes. This is Badger basketball from Learfield. All right.
All good?
Yeah, all good.
This is the story of a very special woman. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician or an entrepreneur. Her knowledge was limitless and still is. She could also make monsters disappear, especially those that lurked in the shadows under the bed. Once, this woman put back together a teenage girl's broken heart, which had been shattered in 1,000 pieces. Just by giving her a bear hug. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Our Fetch Rewards pregame show continues. Time to check out the Big Ten report tonight, presented by Exact Sciences. We've been kind of picking some teams here along the way in the non-conference schedule. And boy, one team that I know it's November and it's a long season, but a team that has caught a lot of folks' attention right now, Mike, the Purdue Boilermakers are ranked fifth this week. They play at Florida State tomorrow. But it's not just the fact that they're winning. They're winning convincingly in these spotlight games.
Matt, how many teams can say that they beat Gonzaga and Duke back-to-back?
By a lot.
Yeah, crushed them.
Yeah.
I mean, it's amazing, and they're getting the type of play that you would expect out of Zach Edey in the middle. Maybe he's upped his game a little bit, looking for a shot more than he did in the past. I mean, against Duke, he had 21 points, 12 rebounds, 3 assists. Against the Zags, he had over 20 points and 9 rebounds. So he's giving them that constant scoring fixture in the middle. And the key this season has been freshman guards.
Yep.
How about that? Braden Smith and Fletcher Lawyer were 1-2 in the voting for Mr. Basketball. Number 4 was Connor Asijan from Wisconsin. But they have been terrific for Matt Painter so far.
That has been such a strong program. I know the titles out there are the really deep tournament runs. Actually, they were in the Elite Eight, narrowly missed the Final Four before losing to Virginia when Virginia won it all. But that's just been one of those strong, solid, better than solid programs for a while.
Glad you brought up Virginia. Michigan versus Virginia tonight.
Yep.
Tony's got a good team.
He's got
a really good team, number 3 in the country right now. And this was a staggering stat for me, at least, and I'm sure for you, too. It dates me, and maybe it'll date you. Tony needs only 6 more wins to become the all-time winningest coach at Virginia.
It dates us both.
Passing Terry Holland.
Yeah.
Tony needs 10 wins to reach 400 for his career.
We've talked a lot about his father for very obvious reasons, being Hall of Fame good. Well, guess what? He's right there, right?
Same guy we used to chirp with on the team bus.
I know.
When he was picking up towels behind the bench.
That's right. Talking about his golf game and all that. Yeah, one of the great people. I know you, Greg Garden, Tony, have an incredibly good relationship, and it's fun to see Virginia continuing to have success. Challenge game's going on right now. Second half, Maryland all over Louisville. Remember when Louisville was good? Maryland leads 71-39. We got a tight one going on in Clemson. Tigers leading Penn State 58-53, 6.5 minutes left in that game. And in the second half, Illinois ranked 16th this week, leading Syracuse 35-28. And that's a quick check of the Big Ten report presented by Exact Sciences. Stay with us when we continue. We'll get to our Nissan keys to tonight's game, the Badgers and the Demon Deacons. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Time to redo this basement?
Yeah. A home gym, movie theater, model train utopia.
Or yoga studio?
I'm flexible-ish.
Great. I'll just use the U.S. Bank mobile app so we can plan it out.
Which way are you leaning? Setting a savings goal or applying for a home improvement loan?
I say we look at both options. Right here in the app.
Budget for a really good home gym. We deserve it.
Noted.
Help for today, planning for tomorrow. That's what U.S. Bank is for. U.S. Bank. We'll get there together. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning. Commitment. Resilience. Sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
The way we use our homes is changing. And as your local carrier experts, we're here to help you improve your indoor comfort. From optimizing the performance of your heating and cooling system to ensuring your indoor air is cleaner and healthier, we're committed to delivering premium comfort and helping you breathe a little easier.
Carrier is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Contact the experts at 1-800-CARRIER or carrier.com.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
You're not selling a product, you're selling a promise. When we're subject to horrible winters, hailstorms, windstorms, you learn quick that you really are selling a promise, not just collecting a premium.
An independent insurance agent on doing the right thing.
West Bend's the one company that I would feel confident calling the president of the company. I know he'd pick up the phone and we'd have a conversation.
West Bend, the worst brings out our best. Visit thesilverlining.com to find out more.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world. We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Courtside at the Kohl Center. Our pregame coverage continues. Time now to get to our Nissan keys to the game. Mike, you and I were talking Saturday at Camp Randall, having watched the Badgers down in Atlantis, and it was so fun to see Chucky Hepburn get going. It had been a struggle offensively. It always helps when some other guys are making some shots too, but we were talking like the Greg Gard message, man, just relax. And that's one. Now let's see if they can get into some rhythm now on the offensive end.
One of the things we have to understand is that Chucky Hepburn is going through a transition like so many other players in college basketball, from an outstanding freshman season where he wasn't the number one option on offense to now being a sophomore where he's looked upon to score more. And I don't know if that's impacted how he's gotten off to a start or slow start this year, but it's a factor, I'm sure, as he develops into that role.
Yep. And Steve Crowell shoot the basketball, when we know the history of this Wisconsin program, particularly from Bo Ryan into the Greg Gard years. It's okay for bigs to knock down those shots. It's just the nature of basketball. See if they could get him going. And if/when that happens, then more opportunities could open up for others.
I don't know about you, but I'm a little bit surprised that he hasn't been able to up his shooting percentage from the three-point line. I think he's got pretty good mechanics, at least talking with a couple of assistant coaches. I don't know if it's a confidence thing or not. It has to be a little bit to some degree. But everyone connected with this program believes he's a much better shooter. And everybody is just sagging off of everybody.
Yep,
and
yep.
He's got to find a way to just be a threat, more so than anything else, at the line to force those defenses to at least play him honest.
Could be one of those deals you have one good
quickly.
It does. Finally, a player to watch here, and we'll obviously track him for you on the radio for Wake Forest, Tyree Appleby, transfer from Florida. Spent his first 2 years at Cleveland State, the last two at Florida. 18 points, 5.5 assists. Talking to Sharif about him, there's a lot to like about his game, Tyree Appleby.
He seems to be cool in the clutch, doesn't he? Poised under pressure. He had a big shot against a Big Ten opponent last year.
Buzzer beater against Ohio State, so averaged 11 points a game for the Gators a year ago. 18 a game for the Demon Deacons. Those are your Nissan keys to the game. We're back with the starting lineups presented by the Wisconsin Department of Transportation. Back in a couple. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
I'm really trying hard not to go insane from the mind screw that is this situation.
Yes.
With I was going to say the GAB, but now it's the WEC, which
Right.
is audited by the LAB, and then it's now screwed up by the GOP, and we're all SOL. Good for us. Congratulations.
Look at all those acronyms. Yeah.
We're the winners.
Tune in for Dueling Tangents every weekday at 2.
Pride.
Left corner, three on the way. Got it.
Excellence.
Yes, it counts. And a foul.
Commitment.
Drops the hammer. Thank you and good night.
For Badgers, they're not just words. They're words to live by.
It's over. Let's have a party, Badger Nation. Nation.
This is your radio home for the Badgers.
Catch all the Badgers men's basketball action in the Big Ten this year right here on WFHR, locally grown radio, your home for Wisconsin sports.
Game was in 2005 on this very date down in Winston-Salem as Wake Forest held off Wisconsin 91-88. It's year three for Steve Forbes, his previous stop at East Tennessee State University. Had a really good run there, a couple of SoCon titles, as a matter of fact. We talked about the Badgers in the COVID year when the season was shut down. You know, the Badgers had that great run en route to a Big Ten championship. ETSU was really good at the 2019-2020 season, 30-4, so they had some hopes that they could do a little damage in the month of March, but obviously not meant to be. Forbes is from Lone Tree, Iowa. He's had a successful run, as I mentioned, 3 years at Wake Forest. You know, they had a massive jump in the win column from 2 years ago to last year. 25-10 they went a year ago after a 6-16 season the year prior. They were 13-7 in ACC play. That was good for third place, but they still did not qualify for the NCAA tournament. They advanced to the third round of the NIT. The last NCAA appearance for the Demon Deacons program was back in 2017. But still, they were able to check some boxes they haven't been able to check for a long time. Last year, they won at Virginia for the first time since 2010. They won at Georgia Tech for the first time since 2004. That first win at Florida State since 2008, and they pounded North Carolina 98-76. And that was a North Carolina team that ended up playing in the national championship game. So a big step in the right direction for Wake Forest a year ago, and the Demon Deacons have won 6 of their first 7 this season. Let's get to the UW Health Injury Update. UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you. For the Badgers tonight, Jacoby Neath, who was unable to go in the battle for Atlantis, lower body injury. He remains out, so which is too bad because this is where he transferred from Wake Forest, and this is second year in the Wisconsin program, but again, a little banged up, and he will not be available for the Badgers here tonight. That is your UW Health Injury Update. UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you. Stay with us. The opening tip presented by Odyssey Greek Yogurt is just moments away. Jumpstart your day with thick, creamy, all-natural Greek yogurt with real flavorful fruit. Odyssey Greek Yogurt. This is Badger basketball from Learfield. Odyssey Greek Yogurt and Feta Cheese is produced in Monroe, Wisconsin, with expertise from our family's 4 generations of cheese making. We start with high-quality milk from local dairy farms so you can feel good about what you feed your family. Odyssey Brands, a proud sponsor of UW Athletics, now available at your local grocer.
Wisconsin women's sports are elite. Badger volleyball, the reigning national champions. Women's hockey, one of the best of all time with 6 championships. Women's soccer, 2-time Big Ten champs. At UW Health, we're no different. We're proud to also be your home team with superior rankings, like #1 for orthopedics in Wisconsin, ready to treat any sports injury, and #1 hospital in the state, delivering award-winning care every day. So Wisconsin can keep on winning. UW Health. Remarkable.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We're born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road.
Drive drunk.
Drive sober or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
We believe in education. We believe in public schools. At WEA Member Benefits, we believe in helping Wisconsin public school employees and their families achieve their financial goals by providing personal insurance, retirement and investment, and financial planning programs that are designed specifically for the education community. WEABenefits.com.
Dirty oil can easily wreak havoc on your vehicle's engine, so be sure to change the oil at recommended intervals. And for a motor oil that outperforms conventional and synthetic blends, try Mobil 1, the full synthetic motor oil that keeps your engine running like new. Ask for Mobil 1 at your local bumper-to-bumper auto parts store. And don't forget to pick up a Wix XP oil filter to complete the job. Because when it comes to oil changes, we've got you covered at Bumper to Bumper, where service is the difference. We get it.
How do you use your energy? Cheering on your team under the lights? Making a special meal for the MVPs in your life? At Alliant Energy, we know it's about more than just energy. It's about what that energy powers us all to do together. Alliant Energy, powering beyond.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield, Badger basketball is on the air. It's time to turn up for tip-off.
To the line, down the lane, to the rim, slam dunk, slam dunk.
Works to the free throw line, and a layup, and traffic got it, caught it, and a foul.
Down the lane, drops the hammer, thank you and good night.
Goes left side,
picked up well, it's over. Let's have a party, Badger Nation.
Tip-off is just moments away. Let's go courtside. With the call of today's game, here's Mike Lucas.